Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. My name is Nicholas. My website is crosstheborder.org, and we're going through the book of Daniel right now. And we're in, let me see, where are we, Daniel, here? We're in Daniel chapter 8 and verse 14, where the angel says to Daniel, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. And we're talking about the interpretations of this and how many people want to interpret this as 2,300 literal years, because we have two other scriptures that give us years. And one is the 77s. And of course, it's 70 times 7 years. And there, it's interpreted in the English, in the King James Version, as 70 weeks. Although that interpretation is not weeks as what we know weeks, because we think of a week now as 7 days, but there it is actually 77s. Also, we have the other one, which is the times, time, and half a time, which is a year, times 2 years, years, a year, and a half a year. So we have 1,260 that we derive from that. And whether that's exact or not, exactly 1,260 years, it seems to be an indication of the time that from the time the decree of the papacy gaining its power to prosecute heretics and of course put them to death, to the time that decree removing that power from them. So from decree to decree, it was 1,260 years. So we know that the times, time, and half a time, because we have wonderful hindsight that corresponds with the beasts and the powers, and then we have history. So it all adds up. Now I see a different thing here, and this is where we would apply this difference principle, which the website where I got the principles from, they don't seem to apply this to this principle. They just seem to accept that this is 2,300 years without questioning it. I mean, years, when it actually says days. So the difference being, the other two prophecies, they never mention the word day. They mention times, time, and half a time. So either they're referring to 3.5 years, or they're referring to a period of approximately 1,260 years, because nowhere in there do they say day. So, and that being like the 77s, where they don't mention a day or a time period, and we know that one's interpreted year, so them having that, using the similarity principle, we see a similarity there between those two prophecies and the time periods given, is that they don't represent days because a day is not mentioned in them, although it would seem to be in the King James Version translation, where it says 70 weeks instead of 77s. So you see the difference there. So the difference between that one, I mean those two, and this one here is, this, as it says, actually literally says days in the King James Version. But let's talk about the years first. It's and I have this on my document, my calendar document. What year is it? And I put in here, we add the 2,300 years from Daniel 8:14, having no starting date. So the starting date given, so it would be 2 years, the third year of the reign of Belshazzar, basically, would be the starting date. And so I question it. In 1844 days, what you get when you add the 2,300 years to that date, you end up in 1844. But what happened in 1844? I mean, it is history. As far as I can tell, as far as I can see, nothing. Nothing happened in 1844. So what's the deal there? And then I started questioning other scenarios. Could it rather date the nation from Israel at its forming, at coming out of Egypt, and the institution of the daily? Because it is referring to the daily, is it not? So Israel came out of Egypt 2669 from creation, 2,669 years from creation. If we add 2,300 years to that, we get 4969 from creation, which lands us about 1,000 years A.D., somewhere around there, roughly, 1,000, 1,200 years A.D. I didn't do the math. But there's no temple. There's no daily then either, as in 1844. There's nothing there. So none of these year-day interpretations make sense because of where they end. So an attempt has been made, and many have accepted this now, and it's been accepted by most Seventh-day Adventists, and also by a good friend of mine that I used to do a program with, Larry Wilson. They accept this idea that it's talking about a temple in heaven. Well, that doesn't work for me either, because how do you trample a temple in heaven underfoot? That doesn't quite work. And plus that, the angel turns to Daniel and gives him the answer. And what's Daniel concerned with? Is he concerned with a temple in heaven where we can't see the events and they don't have anything to do with the national Israel? Because what you see throughout all of these prophecies that are given to Daniel is they always concern the people of God, and specifically for Daniel, national Israel, the mortal kingdom of God on earth, though it does mention the saints after but you know, it's still the kingdom of God on earth, except it changes from a kingdom that has a territory to a kingdom that's not of this world, whose king is not of this world. And it basically says after that, as we just read, it tramples the truth to the ground, so that we see the persecution of the saints that did accept the Messiah in that statement alone in the prophecy that we've read so far from Daniel chapter 8. So now it's talking about the difference principle here that we have to consider, the 2300 days. Let me jump back over here into my text here. And I did a little more. I really kind of agonized over this one, because I read this and I thought, man, this doesn't make sense. And that never, you know, I always just had to accept these interpretation. And then finally someone said, it's the temple in heaven is cleansed. And, you know, and I've seen all these things, where it ends up in 1844, but consider the difference in the way that these time periods are given. This is the only one that actually refers to the day. So let's talk about that. In Daniel 8:14, the angel turns to Daniel and he says, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. Okay? The other scriptures don't have this days, this reference to days. And if we go to the word days, and if you have your e-sword out and you mouse over it, you'll see the word is Ereb in the Hebrew, Ereb. And it's the Hebrew 6153. And you can do this too. Go to your binoculars there and do a search and type in 6153 and select the Old Testament only to search for it. And then you'll find out, well, as you go through Genesis, it refers to the even, the evening, the evening, the evening, the dark part of the day, the beginning of the day. And how is, and why did the angel use this word evening? And so some have speculated that, well, it's not a whole day, but he's referring to half days. So we have to divide the number of days that are given by two. Instead of 2,300 days, we now have 1,150 days or years. And so they try to somehow make that work. But and they get different starting times, and they, some of them try to apply this to Antiochus Epiphanes, slaughtering the pig on the altar before Rome or sometime before Christ, and that the temple needed to be cleansed. And so they really strain to try to make this fit somehow. So they say, well, it's half days because he says evening here. Well, that has to be rejected too, because that's just too confusing. We have nothing else in Scripture that does anything like that. The only thing that does something like that is the futurist interpretation of Daniel's 70th weeks, which juxtaposes the 70th week way out in the future, way, 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 many, many, many weeks or sevens of years beyond the 69th week or sevens. And there's no authority, there's nothing in Scripture to back this up. It is just fantasy. So we have to reject that too. And he says, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. So what's left? So the day even, why is the even used there? And that's the other question that I had to answer. So I started seeing the even, and you've been with me as we went through Leviticus and Deuteronomy. And I think we find the key to why the word evening is used here. And what we're talking about here is the cleansing. Remember, we were talking about the daily, okay? And the sanctuary being cleansed is part of the ritual. It was something that happened on an ongoing basis. The sanctuary in the tabernacle was cleansed. And everything started in the evening because the day started in the evening. And as I did my search with the binoculars on the word days there, or even at the 6153, and I got to Leviticus and Deuteronomy, this is what became clear to me, is that this is all the word evening here is being used because of the cleansing of the sanctuary. Everything begins in the evening, according to his calendar. And we saw that from the beginning. If you do that search, you'll see it in, as you go through Genesis, where the evening is used. And the evening and the morning was the day. And everything started in the evening because that's the way his day and his calendar works. So it says, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. So now let's look at some other things. This is Daniel's time, and what was the condition of the temple at the time that this prophecy was given to Daniel? Well, the condition of the temple was that it was trodden underfoot. Yeah, that's right. The sanctuary, the temple, it was trodden underfoot. How long before the daily is restored and the transgression of desolation? Well, we have the transgression of desolation. Now, this refers to a future event because it's going to happen again, because Yahshua says, the transgression of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. I'm not sure I've got the wording exactly right. And then he tells them what to do when they see it, spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Well, but Daniel was speaking of a transgression of desolation here. Or at least the angel was. And of course, Daniel spoke of it. But here we're talking about the sanctuary being cleansed. Then the sanctuary wasn't cleansed after the desolation. So we may be talking about the same type of thing, but I don't think Yahshua was talking about the exact same instance. He was talking about the same type of thing was going to happen. And when you see this, he said, flee to the hills, flee to the mountains, flee Jerusalem, you know, just grab the babies and run, basically, because he said, woe to them that give suck in those days. He's saying, grab the babies and run. You ain't got time to make preparation. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard on you. It's going to be hard on your babies, but grab the babies and run when you see this. And we'll get to that when we get to it. But he talked about the transgression that maketh desolate. Okay? So it's the same type of thing, but it is not the same instance, because we have one instance because of the transgression, the temple was taken away from Israel and it was trodden underfoot and an end to the daily. They put an end to the daily. And that was the condition of the temple at the time that Daniel was given this. So basically, this is my acceptance. And I haven't heard this from anyone else. Though I would believe that, because I know when my Heavenly Father gives me something by His Spirit, that He's also given it to other people. And there are probably others that have accepted this throughout history, and I just haven't heard about them because of all the excitement in these last days, or this end time, about prophecy. So He says, so basically, what is 2,300 evenings? Then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. So what I believe is that it is actually a 2,300 literal evening and morning days, because the temple is going to be rebuilt. And that also we know from this time period that the decree is going to go forth, and we'll find that in our next chapter. and the temple is going to be rebuilt, even in troublous times, as it says. And then what's going to happen before they can start the daily again in the temple? Well, it has to be ceremonial cleansed. It has to be cleansed ceremonially. So they're going to have their cleansing ceremony in 2,300 days or evenings. So he was saying 2,300 evenings from this evening, more evenings, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. And this is the only thing that fits. It just seems so logical to me. And I hope it works for you too. I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm saying that applying all the principles that we've talked about to this scripture, which many people who even hold up these principles, they neglect to do this. But I'm doing it here. And like I said, I really spent, kind of agonized in prayer over this because I want to know the truth. I want to sit here and I want to be able to teach the truth. I don't want to speculate and I don't want to teach speculation. So I'm going to say this is the only thing that fits. Because like I said, all of the other scenarios, they have to remove them to heaven, but that doesn't work for me either. And you see the difference principle between the 2,300 evenings, and it says days in the English translation there, but it is evenings, and compare that with the 77s, or with the times, time, and half a time. And you see there's a huge difference in the way that those time periods are prophesied. So we'll move on to here, from here. Now, and it came to pass when I, Daniel, had seen the vision and sought for the meaning, then behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Uli, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. Well, I don't know who appeared as a man. The man's voice, and he said, I heard a man's voice, so I'm not sure it's the same man, but called to Gabriel to make this man to understand the vision. In verse 17 of Daniel chapter 8, so he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. So, it gives us a little clue about these holy ones or saints. They appeared more as a man, but when Gabriel came near, he was a frightening figure. So maybe there's a difference between these saints or holy ones, which appear as a man, and this angel that appears Gabriel. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said to me, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end, the vision. So he's saying that shall be the vision is added there, the shall be. Now, as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground. So he saw this angel. He fell out. I mean, he passed out. He was on his face on the ground like he was asleep, he says. He says, I was in a deep sleep on my face in the ground when he was speaking with me. But he touched me, just touched him, and set me upright. And he said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation, for at the time appointed, the end shall be. So now he's here, he's clarifying what he's going to talk about. He says, the last end of the indignation, for at the time appointed, the end shall be. So what's the last end? What is this referring to? Well, I think it's referring to the end of the mortal kingdom of God on earth, the end of what's left of the Yahudim, of Israel, basically. But let's go on, and let's see if we can get this clarified for us. So he says, he continues, the ram which y'all saw having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia. The rough goat is the king of Greece, and the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king. Of course, he doesn't name him here, and Daniel wouldn't know who he is, because who's Alexander the Great? This is yet future, because he's in the time of Media and Persia. Of course, Persia now reigning over Babylon, the one side higher than the other, because Persia dominated, and when it took Babylon, where Daniel is. So he's in that time. So this rough goat is the king of Greece, and it's going to, the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king, of course, Alexander the Great. Now that being broken, whereas four stood up for it, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not in his power. And we've gone over and over that. And in the latter time of their kingdoms, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and of understanding dark sentences shall stand up, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power, and he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And though his, and through his policy, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. That's a fairly sweeping prophecy, and it could encompass everything up until the very end. Because it says he shall be broken without hand. And what we see here, I believe, is the Roman power that continues to the end, as it does in the vision or the interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream from Daniel chapter 2. So it's fairly sweeping. Little details here and there to give us a hint as to what we're talking about, what powers we're talking about, but not a whole lot of real detail as to the succession of how much time this is all going to take. And we'll be back after this brief message. Don't go anywhere.